So now Bud Brauser is with the Hans, the Air Force. She said to me, Michelle, why wouldn't you be able to do that at that stage?
No, it's great anyway if they do it.
Yes, it's good for me now, it's very constant.
Okay.
I lost my rhythm problem even when I came into another 20. And I was going towards the pillar instead of going home to 30. Luckily enough, I asked someone, and on the way I asked, I said, is this the way to William Street Church? I knew that if I got there I could get home. I said, no, you're going to the Nelson Pillar.
Well, wasn't last night dreadful?
Was it raining?
Oh,
I wasn't going to say that. Well, you wouldn't know what to expect in our house. Well, Margot got us going home. She always has a raincoat. She always carries a raincoat.
It was like a November night.
My goodness. I miss my Holland was up, you know. And some business with my fish. They're buying all by their brown grand.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm. And you know, they're what they call a very well connected family. But all solicitors, you know, in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one of them, what was his name? Was I know Eddie at one time was in the company with was the same name. What was the name? You remember the time? That he was mixed up in something.
George?
No. Oh, no. When he was married, he had some...
Patrick.
Exactly. Well, now they have two nieces married to two Fitzpatrick, listeners.
Mm-hmm.
So John Fitzpatrick were in Fitzwilliam Square. But they live over the mountains. So Mary Fitzpatrick would be in, and John, as she said, we might as well all come in. It's a sort of the ground rent. You know, so Michael won't be making a mistake. And Michael knows as much as the solicitor.
Yes.
About them.
Well, there wouldn't be going to support the solicitor in that place.
So, yes, they're very highly connected. You see, their own brothers were solicitors. And he took the telephone one time and dropped dead at a... Oh, and he's only about 3 years dead. And they're the oldest people in Plumstar, whether you're something anything they own it.
Mm-hmm.
She was telling us about all the people that used to live in our house. She went through all the names of the people. They're very nice people, very, you know, they were good class. And then they had a daughter, Mary, who lived there in Malahide. And they go to her every Wednesday, they spend the day with Mary. Her husband comes in and collects them. Well, they're well looked after. And then they had a son, lived in Kerry, Mount Avenue, Mount Marion. And he comes out on a Sunday morning and takes the most of the day on Sunday. And Miss Mulholland says, if Mrs. Mullally goes before us, you see the house is Mary, but Miss Mulholland will go to this Mary Fitzpatrick. She has already told us.
Yes.
Yes, she did. She says, you can end your life with me.
And then she goes first.
Oh yes, that's right, she goes first, that Mrs. Mullally will go out to Mary. That would be all right if you married her daughter. Mrs. Mullally is very talented. She does, of course she must tell them. That's